Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
There is no joy so deep and meaningful as to experience God's forgiveness when we've violated His will. In Psalm 51, David confessed his twin sins of adultery and murder. According to the law of Moses, he deserved death. David knew this was true, but he very specifically asked the Lord to forgive him and to restore the joy of his salvation. In Psalm 32, David reflected how he felt before he sincerely repented and before he confessed his sins. Notice what he wrote.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous ones. Praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the lyre. Make music to him with a 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song to him. Play skillfully on the strings with a joyful shout.
Most of us know the result of David's true repentance, which is expressed in the opening verses of this same psalm, Psalm 32. How joyful is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How joyful is a person whom the Lord does not charge with iniquity, and in whose spirit is no deceit. Well, perhaps you're living with a guilty conscience, with deep pain in your heart. If so, follow David's example. Confess your sin and sincerely seek God's forgiveness and peace. Remember that the Apostle John wrote that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.